The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, letters to the editor, or LTEs, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. At the March 7 Longmont City Council meeting, Lisa Knobloch presented the 2022 version of the Sustainability and Climate Action Report. Progress is being made, even with some setbacks due to the pandemic and supply chain issues. A more in-depth study of the report is in store for the Council at their upcoming retreat on March 11. I just wanted to express our gratitude for the work done by the City of Longmont and the City Council on addressing climate change. On behalf of our local chapter of Citizens Climate Lobby, we are all proud of the city's efforts in this area that is so important to our community's health and prosperity now and in the future. Only 12% of cities in the 2022 Carbon Disclosure Project received an A score for climate action, and Longmont was one of them. PC Magazine recognized Longmont among the top 20 work-from-home cities in the nation, which certainly helps with fuel emissions. The City of Longmont was awarded the Way to Go Employer Champion Award by the Denver Regional Council of Governments in recognition of leadership in promoting alternative transportation modes to its employees and the city at large. Our city ranked in the 81st percentile of cities that are bicycle-friendly by the People for Bikes, Places for Bikes City Ratings Program. And, of course, we are especially proud of the City Council's 2021 endorsement of carbon fee and dividend, which is one of CCL's policy priorities. Keep up the good work. Michael Clinton, Volunteer, Longmont Chapter of Citizens Climate Lobby.